Good morning and welcome to Radio Times. I'm Marty Moscoen, broadcasting from my living room. The White House Coronavirus Task Force has been having daily briefings to give the press and the public the latest on the pandemic. President Trump has been calling it the Chinese virus, not by its proper scientific name. Here's an interchange from yesterday's briefing between the president and White House reporter for the One America News Network, Chanel Ryan, touting the unsubstantiated claim that American journalists were conspiring with the Chinese government to hurt Trump.
OAN.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Treat
me very nicely.
Do you consider the term Chinese food racist because it's food that originates in China or it has Chinese?
No, I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's racist at all.
On that note, major left-wing news media, even in this room, have teamed up with Chinese Communist Party narratives, and they're claiming you are racist for making these claims about Chinese virus. Is it alarming that major media players just to oppose you are consistently siding with foreign state propaganda, Islamic radicals, and Latin gangs and cartels, and they work right here at the White House with direct access to you and your team?
It amazes me when I read the things that I read. It amazes me when I read the Wall Street Journal, which is always so negative. It amazes me when I read the New York Times. Is not even, I barely read it. You know, we don't distribute it in the White House anymore. And the same thing with the Washington Post. Because, you see, I know the truth.
Joining us is Daily Beast reporter Will Sommer, author of the Wright Richter newsletter. He follows conservative movements and media. And, Will, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Where to begin? Before we deconstruct this Q&A, tell us about One America News Network. What is it?
Yeah, One America News is sort of this, you could call it a Fox News rival. It's certainly not as successful as Fox News. It's sort of an upstart conservative network that's carried on some cable networks or some cable packages in the country. And sort of its move is trying to outflank Fox News on the right. So it's trying to, you know, frankly, it runs a lot more conspiracy theories than Fox News does. And it is sort of even more slavishly devoted to Trump than Fox News is. And so that this has paid off in some ways, as we saw at the press briefing, when the president is saying how much he likes One America News, he has tweeted about how great they are and how, you know, Fox is too liberal for him. So their move is basically just praising president as much as possible to win over his voters.
But what she was saying, sort of as a question, but I think also as a commentary, is that the American mainstream media is working with Chinese reporters or Chinese government to take down the Trump presidency. That is just bizarre and dangerous, I should say.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. This is sort of a larger storyline we're seeing emerge on the right, this idea that, basically any criticism of the president's response to the coronavirus and anyone saying, you know, geez, where are the tests? You know, and the idea that this has not been handled very well is somehow carrying water for the Chinese government or is somehow, you know, as Chanel said, is somehow in league with them in some way. And obviously this is, you know, I mean, as you say, it's very dangerous and it's sort of getting to the idea that any dissent or criticism is unpatriotic.
Well, and it should be said that reporters working for some of these mainstream or you know, popular American newspapers have been kicked out of China, just to underscore the outlandishness of this claim.
Right. And in fact, you know, I mean, towards the end of the question, she almost implies that the reporters are like a physical threat to the president. She says, isn't it crazy that these reporters have access to the White House? I mean, it's really outrageous stuff.
Now, earlier this week, I was looking at this network. They had a special. It was titled, and, you know, you hate to talk about discredited conspiracy theories because you don't want to give them any kind of mileage. But nonetheless, it was a special titled Exposing China's Coronavirus, the Fears, the Lies, and the Unknown. And the theory is that the coronavirus was genetically engineered in a North Carolina laboratory, spread to China, then to Italy, the rest of the world, to, quote, destroy the Trump economy. Can you take that apart for us, Will?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so One America News, one of their signature things is they do these big specials that are just filled with spin. And so in the past, Chanel had worked with Rudy Giuliani during impeachment. They went over to Ukraine and found a lot of dirt, or supposed dirt, on Joe Biden. And now in this case, Chanel put this package together that was just like just outrageous conspiracy theories claiming that Anthony Fauci, who, of course, is kind of the face of the government's response to coronavirus, had somehow personally cooked up coronavirus himself and funded its creation. I mean, these are really outlandish and dangerous conspiracy theories that, you know, that promote distrust in the government response and suggest. And also, as some have noted, is itself the idea that the virus came from America is a Chinese propaganda technique. Right. And so Chanel was promoting this idea, and then, you know, then she's in the White House and the president saying how great she is. So I think the takeaway for a lot of people should be that to understand the close ties between the Trump administration and just these outright conspiracy mongers.
I'm curious about how, as you said, this is a kind of rival to Fox News. How popular is OAN? How big is their audience? Do we know how influential they are?
Right. So, I mean, I believe they're covered on maybe roughly half of the cable packages in the country. But really, they're, you know, watching a OAN broadcast versus watching a Fox News broadcast, it's totally different just in terms of production value. You know, even some conservatives have complained to me that OAN broadcasts look like worse than their local news. So it's a very sort of amateurish effort. But on the other hand, for people who are really diehard Trump fans and never want to hear any criticism of him, even the little criticism of Trump that slips in on Fox News, they end up choosing OAN, and you know, it's a very insulated sort of echo chamber.
Is there any way to discredit this for those people who want to believe it?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, while I think many people in, you know, who are not big OAN fans watched Chanel's question and the president's really positive reaction to it, I think with horror yesterday, you know, a lot of conservatives were saying, wow, that's great. You know, she's finally standing up to this, to the Washington press corps. So, you know, I think the facts on the ground, you know, as the coronavirus response continues, I think obviously it's something that unfortunately people are going to be seeing in their own communities.
Which, of course, is very worrisome. But I'm curious about the other reporters from, let's say, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, who were sitting there asking the president their questions and hearing both the question and the president's response.
Absolutely. I think at this moment, you know, even as reporters, I think people want the idea that this response, they want to have the sense that this is being taken seriously. They want questions about, you know, personal protective equipment and the tests. And instead, you know, you have the president using this as an opportunity to bash the media. And Chanel, I mean, it is really not in any sense a reporter. She's sort of a TV personality or something like that. And for, you know, my sense is I think reporters are very disappointed. I mean, someone left a note on her desk. So, you know, it's a little passive aggressive, I suppose. But, you know, certainly, you know, I think there's been some pushback from the White House press corps.
Oh, interesting. I mean, do they want to keep her out of the press briefings or just pushback?
You know, I think traditionally the Correspondents Association does not favor, you know, bans on anyone just because, you know, it's certainly once you start, you know, saying to Trump or something, you know, hey, ban this person. I think there's plenty of other people that he would rather ban, as we saw with when they tried to kick out CNN's Jim Acosta. So, you know, I think maybe there is a little like social sanction. But, you know, I mean, unfortunately, the way the dynamics of the right-wing media are set up, this, you know, is actually fabulous news for One America News and Chanel's career, because all these Trump supporters are going to say, you know, wow, she's this brave, like, iconoclast.
Fox News really until recently, and I think it's when the president began to change his tune and his tone, had been spinning out a number of conspiracy theories, wrong and false, misleading information about the pandemic, essentially putting their viewers at risk. And these are very influential people that could have sent out a kind of a public health message that really would have resonated with their listeners or their viewers.
Right, absolutely. I mean, there's a devastating video out there of Fox News, you know, leading up to Trump finally admitting this was a big problem, basically last week. Fox News was saying it's not a big deal. It's sort of like the flu. And this is a message that we've really seen throughout the right-wing media, that, you know, it was not an issue. And to the extent that it was being well handled by the Trump administration. And then suddenly, you know, we get a shift in tone from the White House with Trump saying, you know, I'm a wartime president and this sort of stuff. And Fox News flips on a dime. And suddenly it's, Trump is doing such a great job handling, you know, this huge crisis.
I've seen some polling, some surveys. It might be a little bit out of date, but finding that Democrats were more likely to take the threat of the pandemic, take that threat more seriously than Republicans. And that is, again, very worrisome.
Absolutely. I mean, you certainly don't want people, because of politics, to be, you know, risking their own health or the health of people in their community or their family. But yeah, I mean, as you say, these polls, multiple polls, I believe, showed that conservatives just really were not seeing it as seriously as Democrats were. And so, you know, as a result, you know, there's a risk that this plays out in communities of, you know, obviously we're a very polarized country, so there's yeah. whole, you know, there's conservative communities and liberal ones. And the risk is that, you know, the coronavirus will just rip through these groups of people who are not taking it seriously right now. And partially what I saw from a lot of tweets and from conservatives I was talking to myself was that there was this sense up until Trump said, okay, fine, you know, we're going to deal with this. This is a big issue. There was this sense that, that basically acknowledging that the coronavirus was a very serious issue and that we were on the verge of a pandemic was, in a sense, disloyalty to Trump, because mm-hmm. you were acknowledging that he had failed to handle this. And so, you know, fortunately, I believe that issue is sort of fading away. But the idea that basically people were putting their own political beliefs and allegiances above their health.
And of course, when you look at audience figures for instance, for Fox, it does tend to skew older. And as we know, older Americans are more at risk for this virus.
Absolutely, yes. That's an issue I think both Trump and Fox News realized, was that, you know, their prime demographic is older people, and they are the most vulnerable to the coronavirus. So, you know, that just sort of added in an extra lethality to this idea that the virus wasn't serious. I mean, we saw, I believe, roughly a week ago, Fox Business ran a whole segment on how, you know, this was after the Democrats failed with impeachment, now they had sort of cooked up this coronavirus issue as another way to bring down Trump.
Well, let's hope we have moved past that. Will Sommer, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio Times.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. He's Daily Beast reporter. He's the author of the Right Richter newsletter, has been following conservative movements and media. After this very short break, we'll be talking with psychologist Jamil Zaki about how to stay connected when we're so far apart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.